All right, so Richard, what did you get to drive this last week?
Yeah, so I drove maybe a little bit more of a traditional car that folks have obviously become more and more used to, and that is the Toyota 4Runner, the 2023 Toyota 4Runner. This is the 40th anniversary edition, Dad,
oh, wow,
which they released for this year, and essentially it comes with their heritage inspired graphics, so red and yellow, I believe, graphics on it. Also bronze wheels and badging, sorry, red, orange, and yellow on it. And then it obviously kind of pays original homage to the original Toyota pickups of that nature. That one, Dad, is, I think, starts out about $47,000. The one we tested was about $51,000. And honestly, folks, they haven't changed a whole lot, which is maybe our biggest complaint with the 4Runner, right, Dad? Is they really haven't changed these cars in, it seems like, 40 years. And Toyota, that's not a slight. It's just saying, I would love to see it updated, you know, the same way that you've updated the Tundra and then the Tacoma and the Sequoia and all of these different vehicles, right? You know, that's, I think, something that I would look forward to. But, Dad, outside of that, this is a car you can buy straight from the dealer, take it into the mountains, take it on, you know, 90% of the trails,
yeah,
that we, you know, that we have here in Colorado without doing too much to it. Don't need anything special. You know, you can get all sorts of accessories and snorkels and all that sort of stuff. Again, the only knocks I've got, Dad, is it's still got that V6 that really sucks down that gas. You know, I was able to get like 15 miles to the gallon, 16
yep,
miles.
Yep, that's one of their drawbacks.
It is. And then, again, outside of that, just the technology is not quite up to stuff. Now, the same way, Dad, that you and I have talked about some of Lexus and Toyota's other vehicles that are this way, that may not be a drawback to some of you folks. If you guys want a simpler drive, simpler system,
yep,
this may be the car for you.
True.
Right? It still has some of those safety features that you're looking for, but it doesn't have all the gadgets and gizmos that maybe you don't want in a car, right? But overall, Dad, great vehicle, right? Operates well, functions well, and honestly, outside of, you know, kind of just being a little bit old and outdated, not sure there's any complaints. I don't know if there's a car on the road, and you can correct me, Dad, that holds its car value better than a 4Runner, maybe a pickup truck these days, right?
Maybe
but
a Tacoma. That's about it. And they're the same platform.
Well, exactly. And again, if you're able to fit four full-size adults in it, the one we had did not have, or obviously had a back row. I don't know if they're still putting third rows in some of them or not, to be honest with you folks. So obviously check that out if you're interested. But I can say this. Had a family member just buy a 4Runner. They're really happy with it. And you will be, right? That is, they're a hard car to beat,
yep,
in terms of value and,
true,
and what it gives you. I would just say if you're looking for the newest, flashiest, you know, best technology, definitely other cars out there. But if you're also looking for something that maybe is just tried and true and you want to go many, many, many miles with you doing kind of the limited maintenance, definitely a car I would look at, Dad. And there's something to be said for that, especially in today's day and age. So encourage folks, head to your local dealer. They have actually got some of these used and new on their lot. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
Richard, by the way, very spot on the 4Runner. Tried and true. The one downside, of course, is the fuel economy. It's not what it ought to be. It's one of my complaints with it. And lastly, and, you know, just for me personally, it still feels too truckish for what it is and the size that it is, and I wish it didn't feel the way. I wish it had a little bit more of a softer, I guess you could say, feel to it when driving. But, you know, evidently it doesn't stop people from driving them and buying them because they sell like hotcakes.
They do. It's a little boaty-ish of a feel to it, but if once you get used to it, then maybe. But, yeah, again, they're still selling like hotcakes, Dad, and they're not going to sell them any stock selling them anytime
yep
soon. So,
right,
yeah, get out there and take a look, folks.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.